say you didn't know a lot about the quarterback or running back going into it, where let's say this week,
right,
you pretty much, there's an offense that's been there for almost a decade, basically.
Right. Well, it took us a while to adjust to because you don't know. Number one, it's the first game of the year. Number two, you got a new running back, a new young top 10 draft pick running back, and a young quarterback who's a mobile quarterback, different than the starter that was previously there for the last some odd decade or whatever Romo's been there for. So, it took us a while to kind of settle down, kind of understand what they were trying to do to us and how to attack us. And I feel like we kind of ironed it out as the game unfolded.
How different is it, I guess, going against someone like Breeze and this week, where you know what he's going to do? It's just a matter of, I guess, whether you can.
Well, I mean, when you say you know what he's going to do, that's kind of a false statement, you know, because he's so good with the ball. You know he's going to pass it, and you think you know where he's going to go with it, but he's so good at putting it in places where he knows he's going to go, and he's good at adjusting as well. I mean, I played with him. You know, I was a teammate of his for a few years and played against him the years after that, and Drew Brees is it's crazy how he's getting better every year. You know, he's still throwing for 5,000 yards, like he's a young kid out there, and it looks like he's having fun like he's always been doing. And, you know, it's going to be interesting this week because, like you said, you know what he's going to do, but you really don't know what he's going to do.
When you were on the team with them, what is the defensive mentality? Because you know they're probably scoring 30, 40 points when you were with him. I guess, was there that mentality when you
were
on
we had a
team?
Different defensive coordinator then. We had Greg Williams then, so, you know, I don't know what the mentality is on their side of the ball.
What do you remember about the game from last year?
A lot of points, a whole lot of points. Drew threw seven touchdowns against us. We weren't good at all defensively in any phase of the game, in any part of the game. We didn't tackle that great. We blew coverages. We let people run free. I mean, you want me to keep going?
Yeah, sure.
Just wasn't a good showing, you know. And that was one of those games where you look back and you don't watch the film because you're just disgusted by it. You know, and we got to do better. And this is a guy that'll make us pay on the road or at home.
Forced to see it this week, though, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, every time I've skipped over it, now it's coming back to me now. Now I got to watch it now.
Does this game give you, I know it's a year later, but a little chance for payback, a little chance for redemption for the defense?
Well, you could say that. It's a different group, you know, and they I think they're going to attack us a little differently this year, you know, with us having a healthy JPP, Olivier, you know, up front. They're causing havoc up there. And the way our D-line played the first game, you know, you gotta honor that, you know, and respect them because it's well-deserved.
What do you think you proved by that? I mean, you played with 6-7 men in the box pretty much. You were even in nickel against their running attack and were able to pretty much slow it down most of the day. What did that prove to you guys?
I mean, we got off to a good start. You know, it's so early in the season, and, you know, Dallas was figuring out what they were going to do, you know, as in, you know, just like we were figuring out what they were going to do. They were trying to figure it out as well, I believe. You know, just that we got off to a good start. We turned the film. We made a lot of mistakes, you know. And a person like myself who tries to be as detailed as possible and expects nothing but great from these guys that we have in the locker room, you know, you demand a higher standard from the guys. And we all see it, and we're going to continue to get better at it.
But how much difference does it make if you can stop the run, you know, without having to put extra resources to it?
It's huge, and it's going to come this week. It's going to help us out when you got such an dynamic aerial attack.
What did you take out of last week's game? The fact that they may have had the ball a lot, but they didn't score touchdowns?
We were resilient. You know, I feel like we're a resilient group, and not at one time did I feel at any point in the game that we doubted that we were going to win the game. And even though we were down late in the game and, you know, heading to the fourth and in the fourth quarter, I didn't feel at any time there was any doubt from anybody on the team, offense or defense. And I can't really know if I can say the same about last year.
Is this week a week to build off that? I mean, you're 1-0, and now, you know, it's not time to be happy being 1-0. It's time to be.
Yeah, I mean, we're in no place to be content about, you know, what happened. At the end of the day, we beat a rookie quarterback his first game. I mean, that should happen probably more times than not, you know. And it was a close game, which they could have won. A couple plays could have went their way at the end of the game. You know, so, you know, you could get up in we got our first win and for opening week in whatever, 6-7 years, whatever it is. I mean, that's fine. But at the end of the day, we beat a good team with a rookie quarterback, his first game ever. You know, not too many rookie quarterbacks win their first game against a good team. And, you know, we just got to continue to build on it. It is a positive thing. I don't want to sound like I'm so negative, but I don't want to sound like I'm very content about where we're at, because we need to continue to get better, or we're not going to win these games when it comes down to it.